Three local nonprofit organizations, United Community Corporation, Roosevelt Community for You, and Bessie Green Community Incorporated, have all come together to ensure community members are taken care of as they face some of the toughest challenges during this pandemic. Craig Maynard is the executive director of United Community Corporation and is not only committed to transforming food insecurity, but also committed to transforming poverty. Guided by service, compassion, and fairness, United Community Corporation's mission is to assist low-income, disadvantaged, and at-risk individuals and families, including seniors and youth, to become self-sufficient and self-supporting while enhancing their quality of life and standard of living.
United Community Corporation is the anti-poverty agency for the city of Newark, and we serve primarily those folks in the city of Newark who are experiencing or struggling from poverty, but we also have activities and programs that stretch outside of the city of Newark, primarily the Essex County community and surrounding cities and towns. We have homeless shelter on Fulton Street. We have several after school, before school, and recreational youth programs sprinkled throughout the city of Newark. We also have a food pantry, a clothing closet free to all who come, and job training for youth, job readiness programs for adults, and low-income housing here in the city, both low-income townhouses and new construction homes for those who are low to moderate income families.
Food security is something many organizations and people are organizing around and ensuring city residents have access to quality food, especially during this pandemic. United Community Corporation, in partnership with Roosevelt Community for You and Bessie Green Community Incorporated, held three big food distribution events in the city of Newark, serving over 70,000 people since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic and preparing for their fourth event on October 18th.
This upcoming event will be our fourth event in this nature of emergency food packages to those in the city. We started this activity back in March when we realized that after the pandemic hit and the economic shutdown had already taken over the city, that there were going to be a lot of families, individuals, seniors who are going to be in need of food because of either layoffs or job hours being cut. And so we partnered with 30 different churches, community centers, and other nonprofits in the city of Newark, East Orange, and Irvington. And we formed a coalition of those who care to provide food packages, which includes vegetables, canned goods, dry goods like rice, pastas, and proteins, fish, chicken, pork, beef. And we created a map of where these specific locations are and developed a logistical plan on how to one, get the food to one centralized location, which is at our Champion House food pantry that's located on South 17th Street and Clinton Avenue, and have all of our partner agencies, the churches and the community centers, come to that one location, pick up food, and bring it back to their home communities. And that was the way we developed, you know, this kind of spider web of services that rocketed in the form of what people needed and how we were going to get them the food that they need. And so this event that's happening this Sunday, we expect to be as big or not bigger, and it's going to be happening at the Home Depot parking lot closer to the Walgreens parking spaces right off of Springfield Avenue in the city of Newark. Every car that drives up, every person that walks up, gets some food to bring back to their families. If anyone is interested in volunteering for a day, a couple of hours, finding other ways that you can help us help the community, you can find us at www.ucccnewark.org, or you can call in, and the number is 1-844-WARM-BED. That's 1-844-WARMBED. We're also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Instagram account is ucc.newark.
While the pandemic still presents many unknowns, we can find peace and confidence in organizations like United Community Corporation, Roosevelt Community for You, and Bessie Green Community Incorporated, who are committed to city residents having access to the things they need to live their best life. I'm Britt Harley, WBGO News.